Okay. I go back here under advisement. We had one case under advisement before we go further. And that's case number 10,443. Sussex Sports Amenities. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Since we granted that last one, a lot of building went on there, and I can't. It's a shame they didn't make the clubhouse a priority. I mean, I know that we're in a. The economy isn't the best right now, but you know we're looking at even a lot of. A lot of them that we've approved as a temporary five, some of them even as old as 10 years ago, which the office needs to really check into.
Mm-hmm.
Those were times when this kind of thing should have been done. They were certainly good times.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hudson, how do you?
I would consider a lesser time period for extension. I don't know how Mr. Mills feels about.
Yeah, I mean, my concern, no matter what it is, and certainly 5 years, you know, this doesn't look like we're going to be out of this recession anytime soon, and. You know, so whatever we grant, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, we're going to hear the same story then. That you know, economy's been bad. We haven't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And temporary structure, I mean, the maximum we approve them is for 5 years. But typically two years or 2 to 3 years. So, you know, next thing you know, temporary structure becomes 10, 15, 20 years. And to me, that's more permanent.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Whitman, how do you feel?
I consider 2 years. I can't see five. I mean, like John said, he had the opportunity to do something, and it seemed like they didn't do anything at all. And I think 2 years would be enough.
Okay. Mr. McCabe?
I can go along with three.
You're for three? You're for two?
That's Jordan. Yeah, two. I think two's enough.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to. Well, we're 2 and 3 years, have we?
2 years, probably.
3 years?
I mean, yeah, what
right.
The option? We make them build it now. 2 years should be sufficient time to get
3 years, but you're saying three?
Find some of those profits to bring back or something.
I mean, 2 to 3 years, I mean, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
You had the time to at least get something planned.
Right. Well, I think the gentleman addressed that, you know, that he had, you know, that they had to. Head planned on, and they're trying to, you know, build the course, but, you know, not everybody's in there playing. I mean, to make it easy, they could go ahead and build it, but out of the, what did he say, he had 120 members now, he's going to put it more on them. You want to make it attractive. I mean, I can see there's a lot of money there invested.
What do you
say? See
what do you say going, 200 is the...
It would be like a break even. If they could get to 200 meetings. Yeah, I mean, I can agree with giving them 2 or 3, but in this time, I'm trying to get it both ways, and we have given... The extension again for 5 years one time. I mean, have we done others? I mean, in lieu of this, the way it is. I mean, I think they've tried and made every good effort to do it with. But seriously, I didn't think I'd be 120. You know, they won't build a, I mean, because what they've got down there, this is what, if you've been down, you all know, I went down and looked at this, and this is gorgeous. I'm sure that if they build this clubhouse, it's going to be just as good as what this is. And I don't play golf now. Let me tell you right up front, though, so let me get that. I don't know how to do it.
And certainly,
but I'm trying to look. I'm thinking that they will. I mean, looking at this, though, and then these numbers, that even makes it easier for me. But I looked at it. But to make it easier on ones that are there, to make it attractive, say if it's $50 now, and if they build it now, this 120, it's going to make it 350. I mean, what does that do to these other 120? I'm trying to look at it both ways.
Not certainly not trying to be difficult.
Right.
You know, it's, again, I understand the economy where it is now. Also,
right.
Understand that since 2004, a lot of profit was made there, had to have been. And
right.
And so none of that was, you know, apparently the clubhouse wasn't a priority enough to spend some of those monies on a clubhouse. You know, here we are 5 years later, should have been built.
Right.
And, you know, of those 5 years, we've seen a recession, what, two or less?
Sure.
So what happened to the other three?
But at the same
I guess I don't have a problem with two more years if they want to.
But at the same time, I don't play golf, though. That's what I'm just saying. So I'm not one of these 120 members, but if they went in and built this nice clubhouse like they want to do from the start, and then I'm going to have to pay for it. I don't play golf. Or if I knew when I'm, if you buy a house there, you're going to be taxed for paying this, playing the golf. But I wouldn't want to buy it either. So I think there, to me, is a bit, you know, the approach is good. The ones that want to pay, it's like pay as you go. The gentleman that like play golf, says yourself, whoever, that they would pay for it. The ones like myself, I don't play golf, I fish. So why would I want to pay for a golf, or what do we call it, the clubhouse? So, I mean, I can see it both ways. You're trying to be fair about it.
I fish too, and this year I had to buy a $50 license that I didn't have to in the past. You got to pay to play.
Well, I give up fishing, got the rocking chair. Anyway, so, yeah.
But I understand.
I can see the gentleman's point, though. I can see the three years.
So one question, Mr. Burrow. Would the extension start as of the finding of the facts of this case,
or would it
start in 2010?
They asked for an extension from the natural expiration,
which is 2010,
which was March of 10, I believe.
Yeah, March 21st.
So I would just stipulate in your whoever makes a motion started as to March to the starting date. Yeah,
so it gives them almost 3 years.
You give them 3 years then.
So then if you give them if 3 years, it'd be March the 21st of 2013. You can go 3 years.
Well, if we grant an extension for 2 years, it's going to give them almost three anyway.
Almost three.
Yeah.
Mm. As you said yourself, it's going to be a while if it does stay in there. Then they do it, but to get to 200 people.
If you did 5 years, it'd be around 6 years then. Just about.
If they come into January of 2010, we've been the same thing. I mean, it'd be the same thing. They've actually coming in now, and I give them, you know, I commend them for doing that. But if they come in now, but if they come in January, we have done the same. We got on the agenda, you know, in February.
Yeah.
So that's actually the time they got now is what they've already got.
Well, I tell you, another thing that concerns me.
What they already were given.
Another thing that concerns me is there's plans to put more money in this temporary structure for improvements. You know, it.
Yeah, but.
I don't know.
Just to keep it up to what it is right now, I mean, there ain't much more you can put into it other than, you know, more flowers and what the wood is. I mean, they put the wood in the house on it to try to complement it.
Concrete and covered.
You guys have been down to see it? They've done? Well, I did after what they had gotten, what they've gotten. It doesn't look like.
Private thing.
Yeah. You know, well, I wasn't seeing, but I was in there with it. I mean, but I've seen what they've done. And like I said, I can see it on both sides, and I commend them though at the same time. But I mean, we've done others in 5 years. That one, that the couple of places we have.
Right.
And I mean, something like this is different, huh?
I would suggest to the office that there's a lot of stuff that has gone well past 5 years now. One in particular I'm thinking about is almost 3 years past the five that we've
right.
been. So. We need to.
I mean, you know, here's some people that's come in way before their time is, you know. I mean, we shouldn't weigh that into our decision. But like you said, there's some out there that the office needs to get on there and do that with. But I give these people, and I commend them for coming in this early and trying. And it's nice. Well, I said, to me, what they've done, they put on a new roof, they put on the new, you know, new boards, the front, rather steps, and, you know, they're taking it with it. With how much is that compared to what's the new clubhouse cost? $3 or $4 million, $5 million, whatever it is. You know, and if you divided that with 120, just the numbers the gentleman gave. 200, so they're not doing that far away. Hopefully they can do it. But out of every five units you sell, only one person wants to play golf. That kind of doesn't give you much to work with. I mean, they're selling them, which is true. Mr. Mills, you're absolutely right. But one out of five, one out of seven maybe now does.
Of course, the other side of it is, who knows that a new clubhouse wouldn't sell more homes.
I'm sorry?
The other side of that, maybe a new clubhouse would sell more homes.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, that's good, Mr. Hudson. I look at it that way too. But, gentlemen, if you're ready, if not, if you need more time, if you want to think on it, whatever you want to do, gentlemen.
I'm open to Jeff and Brent's suggestion for a motion.
I'm sorry?
I say I'm open to Jeff and Brent's suggestion for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I would make a motion to approve case number 10,443 for a period of 3 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
3 years from the day or 3 year extension?
3 year extension from the contract. Second, Mr. Mills?
Is that 3 years?
From when it runs out and from March, yeah.
Be March of 2013.
Be March of 2013.
Almost four.
Yeah, I could be almost four. That would be one, yeah. Do I have a second to that motion?
Brent, you good with that?
You okay with that, Brent?
Yeah.
Okay. Make you have a second then?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,443 for a period of 3 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried for a period of 3 years.